I'd like for you to turn your Bibles this morning to the book of Galatians chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Lord, we thank you this morning for the opportunity that we have to assemble ourselves here and to worship in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we thank you today that you have loved us and you have sent your Son to be our Savior, our Redeemer. And we're so thankful and grateful today, Lord, that we have eternal life through him. We ask you this morning, Lord, that you might bless in this service, that you might lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might be glorified through everything that we do. For it's in his wonderful holy name we pray. Amen and amen. There were three men, three expectant fathers in a waiting room, and as they were sitting there, the nurse came rushing in and said to one of the men, well, your wife just had twin baby boys. And he said, well, that's no surprise. I work for the Minnesota Twins. About that time, another nurse came rushing in and looked over at the other fellow and said, well, your wife just gave birth to triplets. And he said, well, I guess that could come as no surprise. I work for the 3M company. And the other fellow passed out on the floor. They got him revived, and the nurse said, what's the matter? He said, I work for 7-Up. So. This is Father's Day. I'm sure most of you are aware. And, you know, when you listen to a Father's Day sermon, it's not like a Mother's Day sermon. Most Father's Day sermon wind up making fathers feel guilty for not being a good enough father today. But I want to speak to you about a little different father this morning. Paul here alludes to here in our text this morning, and in verse number 6 he says, Abba, Father. There are only three times in the New Testament where that particular phrase is used. It's used in Mark chapter 14 and verse number 36 when Jesus is praying in the garden and he says, Abba, Father, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thy will be done. It's used again in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse number 15 where the apostle Paul is there explaining adoption. And then it's used here in our text this morning where Paul is explaining this morning that we are not any longer servants, but we are sons this morning. And the concept of all of these today, as I study them, is that as God's children this morning, as the children of God, we are special. Every child of God is a special child. And if this morning you are saved, if you've been born again, you've been washed in the blood of Christ, and you become a child of God, understand this today, you are special. Something is very special about you. And Paul says here in our text this morning that it is this thing called Abba, Father. You see, we have a special relationship with the Father. A special relationship to God. Many people talk today about how that every individual is a child of God, but that's not true today. Not every person today is a child of God. But if you are a child of God today, we find that that entitles you and brings you into a very special relationship to the Lord. The word Abba this morning that is used in our text is an Aramaic word, and it's most closely translated, the best I can understand, by the word daddy. Some people say that's an irreverent, and I'm going to show you how it's not in just a moment, but listen to me, it's not an irreverent term. Some folks say that Jesus wouldn't have called God daddy. Well, I think that he did in Mark chapter 14 and verse number 36. You see, this morning it shows a very special and a very close and a very intimate relationship that we have with the Father today. It's a very special relationship that God's children have with him. If you were to call me on the phone today and you were to talk to me or ask for me, you might say, could I speak to Brother Don? Could I speak to Brother Donald? Could I speak to Brother Edge? Sometimes folks call and say, can I speak to Mr. Edge, or can I speak to Mr. Don? Some folks call me, and when I was growing up, my nickname, as most of you might know, was Duck, and every once in a while somebody will call on to speak to Duck. But you know, this morning when certain people call, you know what they say? Daddy. And you know, the strange thing about it is that every one of my children, when they call and they say, Daddy, I can tell you which one it is just by the way they say it. Every one of them says it just a little bit different this morning. And you see, that's the way the Lord is with us. You see, we can call him Lord, and we should. He is our Lord. He is our Master. He's our Savior. But Paul is saying here that we've come into this very special relationship with the Lord. And now he's not just our Lord, he's not just our Savior, but he's also our Daddy, our Abba Father. We've come into that very close relationship with him this morning. You see, we have become part of the family of God. I'm glad I'm part of the family of the Lord today. I've been invited in, and the Lord has accepted me as a son. The Bible says, because ye are sons, I'm a son of God. I'm part of God's family this morning. I'm joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, this is my Father's world. You see my Father's handiwork everywhere that you look. He is the creator of everything today. And he's my Father this morning. And I have that very special relationship with him that comes from being able this morning to know that he's my Abba. He's my Father. Back during the Civil War, a lady wanted to see President Lincoln. And so she got to Washington, D.C., and she got to the White House. She got to the Capitol. And she went in and asked to see President Lincoln, and she was rebuffed and told that he was busy. He wouldn't be able to see her. And she said, but it's a matter of life and death. Lady, we don't care. He's too busy. He cannot see you. And she began to ask everyone that she come in contact with, could she see President Lincoln? And continually they told her no. And so finally she got outside and she was standing on the street, and there she was crying. And this little boy walked up and he said, ma'am, why are you crying? And she said, I want to see the president and they won't let me in. He said, I can get you in to see the president. And she looked at him and said, you get me in to see the president? He said, follow me. He went walking down this maze of corridors and so forth, and finally walked up to this office, opened the door, and there sat President Lincoln behind his big desk, and he looked in, he said, Daddy, this lady needs to see you. You see, this morning, that's a special relationship that you have. Everybody else, he was the president. But to that little boy, Todd Lincoln, he was his daddy. I want to tell you this morning, we have a special relationship with the Lord. Abba, Father. And I can go to him today and say, Abba, Father. But you know, not only do we have a special relationship, we have a special reverence, I believe, today for him. I think we've lost much of reverence for God in our world this morning, even many times in our churches. And we've oftentimes created a God of our own making. And we make him common like we are this morning. But there's a verse of scripture I want to read to you very carefully that Paul wrote to the Hebrew Christians this morning in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 28 and 29. And Paul says this about our Abba Father. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. With reverence this morning. We are to reverence the Father. He this morning is not just the man in the sky. He's not the big kahuna. I want to tell you this morning, he's the God of glory. He's my Father. I'm proud of him this morning. I can't imagine some of the things that sometimes I read about going on. But I know this much. We need to reverence. We need this morning to honor, as Paul says, and as the Ten Commandments tell us, honor thy father and thy mother. We are to reverence God today. How do we do that? We do it through obedience. Mark 14 and verse 36, and where Jesus said, not my will but thine be done. Philippians chapter 2 tells us that Jesus became obedient to death, and not just death, but to the death of the cross. We are to obey and do what he says this morning. See, the Bible is our source book. Doesn't matter what this world may say today. Doesn't matter what may come out of our universities. Doesn't matter what may come out of our government. Today, the Christians' source book, their guidebook, is God's Word today. What it says about marriage is where we are to be guided by. I'm amazed at how, in such a world that we live in today, and how that the sacrament of marriage, which is, I guess, the oldest of the sacraments today, is marriage, where God performed the first marriage ceremony in the Garden of Eden between Adam and Eve. And how and what twisted things we've come to today. And people have all kinds of excuses. Yet this morning I'm to be guided not by what this world says or what comes out of universities or comes out of philosophers or comes out of government, but I'm to be guided by what saith the Word of God today. Our giving and in our living and everything that we do today is to be guided by our reverence to the Lord. We're to be faithful to his word. You know, we have earthly fathers. And you know, we are show our reverence to them by being obedient to what they say. We show our honor. We honor them by being obedient to their words and what they teach us this morning. And we show our reverence by being faithful to the Word of God. I'm afraid we live in a day and an age when Many people today want to call him Father, yet they do not want to do what he says. Jesus said that those kind of people were not of the Father. Listen to me this morning very carefully. We reverence God. We become obedient to what he teaches us to do and what he asks us to do. Jesus was obedient to the death of the cross. I cannot imagine how hard that was. In my little finite mind, and none of us could ever even understand the agony of the cross. Yet by being obedient to the Father this morning, the Bible says that he despised the shame, but he endured the cross. He was reverencing the Father and was obedient to him. And there's nothing we could ever do and nothing God will ever ask us to do that could come close to what Christ did on Calvary. And if he was obedient to the death of the cross, then we can be obedient to what he teaches us in his word. We're to worship. We're to thank him for what he's done for us. As I said, if we have an earthly father, we can thank them for the things that they've done for us through our years and the things that they've taught us, the things that they've helped us with, the things they've blessed us with. But you know, this morning we ought to also thank the Heavenly Father this morning for what he's done this morning. We can sing. Well, the choir did a great job while ago. I love that song. We can sing in our hearts and make melody unto the Lord because of what he's done for us. We can shout and lift up our hands and our hearts and just worship the Father today. Not long ago, a man I knew was complaining about how much income taxes he had to pay this year. And I said, how much? And he told me, a great amount. And I said, well, if you paid that much, you made a lot of money. You ought to be thankful for what you made. Honestly, you ever thought to think about that? Hey, I wish I had to pay $1 million in income taxes this year. I'd have made at least $1.5 million, when I still have $500,000. I mean, that'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? Think about it. And we ought to be thankful that God, even this morning, has done anything for us. But think of all the blessings he's brought in your life. Think of everything that he's done for you. And be thankful for that today. Sometimes we might want to look on the dark side, but sometimes we want to look on the bright side. We reverence him by worshiping him, by our service to him. We serve him and make him our priority. He should be our priority today. Right. Honestly. I don't think that any of us could say that 100% of the time that the Lord's our priority. I can't. He should be, but I'm working on it. But you see, we should never give other things priority over him. Never, 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 never. Everything else should take second place to the Father. That's the way you reverence him today. By our reliance, we rely upon him and depend upon him. Somebody says, why don't we be dependent upon him in your next breath? That'd be a pretty good thing, wouldn't it? But you see what it means today, and that what Paul is talking about in Romans chapter 8, that we can come to him with our concerns and our fears and our hurts. And we know that he has the capacity and the things to help. Remember several years ago, my boys were just little, and I was out visiting one night, and Desi called me and said that you need to come home. I said, what happened? And she said, Ken's burned his hand. And I could hear him even over the telephone. So I got in my car and rushed home, and we lived probably near to here, Ralph, away from the road, and I'm coming up that road, and I can hear him just as clear today as I could then. I want my daddy, I want my daddy. And he'd put his hand on the stove eye while he was sitting on the cabinet. And he was just having a historical fit. And I walked in, picked him up, and he just quit. He wanted his daddy. Every once in a while, I want my daddy. He's got strong arms to put around men, tell me that he can take care of it. He's got some soft words to speak to me and encourage me and keep me going along the way. And I'm glad I can cast all my care upon him, for he careth for me.
Amen.
I'm reliant upon the Father this morning. And every once in a while, as I said, when times get tough and things get rough, I just have to say, I want my daddy. And thank God he's always there. Resignation. From time I just cry out of resignation and say, why? Get to thinking about Joseph over in the Old Testament and all the things that he went through. And I wonder if Joseph ever says, why, Lord, why me? Why am I enduring? Why am I going through this? Someone sent me something the other day and said that, I hate to tell you, but someone turned the light off at the end of the tunnel. I sent them back and said, I'm sorry. My Father's the Father of lights, and the light's always on. Hallelujah. I'm going through this morning. He's waiting for me at the other end. Used to be a song many years ago called The Sun's Coming Up in the Morning. I'm glad the sun's coming up in the morning, amen.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning weepeth endureth for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Right.
I'm glad this morning I got a Father today that can dry my tears and can show me the light and show me that all things do work together for good to them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. And certainly are times, and I say, why, Lord? I don't understand this. I don't know why, Lord. And I'm going to be fair with you. He doesn't always give me the answer right then, but he always gives me strength. Gives me help. And then there's redemption. Salvation and forgiveness come through God and God alone today. Luke chapter 15 is the parable of the prodigal son. I'm glad, like the prodigal son, I wandered from Jesus, but the shepherd sought me through the heat and the cold, looking for this one lost sheep, and brought me back into the fold.
Amen.
Put a robe on my back and a ring on my finger and shoes on my feet, and let me become a part of his family today. And he says to all the world today, I want to be your father. I want you to cry, Abba Father, to me. And I've made that provision through Jesus Christ, my son. And if you want redemption and forgiveness, all you have to do is come to me through him this morning. Happy Father's Day. And we need to tell the Lord this morning, Happy Father's Day, Abba Father.
Amen.
As we stand together, Brother Ruth and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask you to take this very simple message and use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In his precious holy name I pray. Amen.